Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to
The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, that's right. It's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 6 p.m., when the Troy Murphy Show graces the 2SSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from home and abroad that's happened this week. We'll chat to a few people as well as look at some of the more serious news stories that we all need to know, you know. So the fun stuff at the front, the serious stuff at the back. Big thank you to BJ and Grossi for taking on the first hour of drive. Fun fact about Bumper to Bumper, according to the station's stats last week, the boys were the most listened to show live on 2SSR. Killing it, boys! Killing it. Well, they've only been back, what, is it 4 or 5 weeks and they're already at number one? Print that out as a certificate and put it up on the wall. Thursday nights is the place to be when you're listening to the radio because, well, can I get a drum roll, please? I know this is internal workings, but the competition is real. Let me explain. Kale from Friday Night Live has held the number one position of playbacks on our on-demand system.
Most listened to show on demand at 2SSR of all time and in the past 7 days.
Yep, there he was bragging about it on his show last Friday night, but this week, I've taken it back and I have you, the listeners, to thank for that. So thank you. Nothing like a little bit of healthy competition, especially when you are winning. Something different with the Troy Murphy Show's on-demand player, which you can find by going to the 2SSR.com.au website. On there is the live program guide. You click on the show, there's the profile page. Scroll down and you'll see the on-demand player. Not only can you hear the full show back on that player, but there are also now best bits where we take the best bits from the show and put it up there for you to listen back to and find easily. And if that's not good enough, well, now there are extra bits all week long. You know, there's a breaking news story during the week or a weird news story that just needs to be laughed at. We'll cover it all week long here on the Troy Murphy Show's on-demand player because that's how dedicated we are to you, the listener. That's a lot to celebrate. But speaking of celebrating, it's time to do Celebration of the Day. Always, here on the Troy Murphy Show, every day is a celebration, as today, the second day of the month of March in the year 2023, we celebrate Dr. Zeus Day. Yes, Dr. Zeus Day is a full 24 hours to make a mess with Cat in the Hat, dance around with a fox in socks, hear a who with Horton, count the red and blue fish, and help the Grinch see the error of his ways. Which brings us to this week's top five. As being Dr. Seuss Day, we're going to do the top five strange and funny Dr. Seuss quotes, starting with number five.
Five.
You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose.
Four.
Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of the telescope.
Three.
Adults are just obsolete children, and the hell with them.
Two.
Today was good. Today was fun. Tomorrow is another one.
One.
Why fit in when you were born to stand out? And ain't that the truth? Speaking of standing out, on the show this week, footy season is here! NRL tipping starts tonight. Our first game of round one tonight. I'm so excited. And Kale, my good buddy Kale from Friday Night Live, will be joining us on the phone as we talk our tips for this week. Circus Show Airplay is coming to the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland. Their first show is tomorrow night. Oh, it's an exciting show, and they've got extra shows over the weekend. We're going to chat to the performers and creators, Seth Bloom and Christina Jelson, about their show and why you should go and see it. And the big one, we saw the first eliminations from Australian Idol on Monday night. Audience and judge favourite Casey Fox sadly was eliminated, but he's joining us for a chat on the show to talk about his Idol experience, plus our weekly regulars, the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world, local Shy news, serious news, but that's at the back of the show, plus so much more. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. Why is it that people often mix up left and right, but not up and down? Ponder that. And now for a quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a partly cloudy day. High chance of showers. Light winds becoming southeasterly in the late afternoon, then becoming light in the evening. Tops of 24 degrees is expected. The weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy. Medium chance of showers. Tops of 25 degrees. Sunday, the sun is out with tops of 28 degrees. And Monday of next week, very slight chance of rain, mostly sunny, tops of 33 degrees. We're in for a warm one next week. Maybe, just maybe, now that autumn is here, summer might have finally arrived.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Interview with JC Fox coming up later in the show, but first, the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world. In breaking news, is this next level hangry or is it next level Karen? You be the judge. Or maybe it's ¿Por qué no los dos? Why not both? Let's head to the US of A for this weird, wacky, and wonderful news story. In Georgia, a woman has been arrested after police say she purposefully crashed her vehicle into an Augusta Popeyes over missing biscuits. Yes, missing biscuits. Now, I assume biscuits for the Americans is similar to our scones here in Australia, just a little bit different. Still, to get mad over missing biscuits or scones, like I said, you be the judge. Next level hangry, or is this next level Karen? Authorities say that just after 7:45 p.m. on Saturday, deputies were called to the fast food restaurant after reports of an accident with injuries. The manager reportedly told police that the woman became mad when she saw that she didn't have any biscuits with her order and then drove her SUV into one of the restaurant's entrances. Crazy but true. The manager said that they fixed the mistake, but it didn't stop her from nearly hitting an 18-year-old employee with her SVU. The arrest warrant for the woman says that she kept driving into the building until she was stopped by debris. A woman on a mission. What's that saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, or a woman with missing biscuits in this case. She did flee the scene, but police say they found her vehicle with front end damage at her home. She went home, obviously, to eat the biscuits that she got. The 50-year-old woman was given a bond of over $4,000, and it's not known at the moment if she will be in custody or not. You be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all. Next level hangry, or is this next level Karen? Also in weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world, have you seen the new Chinese mobile attachment kissing device? Essentially, what it is, it's an attachment that you add to your phone, and at the base of it is fake lips. But the technology with the add-on allows two callers to kiss using the fake lips, and then the warm moving silicone lips mimic the sender's kiss by replicating the pressure, movement, and temperature of the user's lips. Along with the kissing motion, it can also transmit the sound the user makes. Oh, gross. Gross. It's designed for long distance couples to share, and I'm using inverted commas here, real physical intimacy. And it's odd with a capital O followed by an M and then a G. Oh my God, indeed. There is no way you'll ever catch me using a device like this, but I did take heart with internet comments. There were a lot of them, especially the ones who joked about the misuse of the device. For those who are interested to send a kiss, users need to download the mobile phone app and plug the device into their phone charger's port. And after pairing with their partner's app, couples can start the video call and transmit replicas of their smooches to each other. Talk about killing the romance. It's like, I want to kiss you. Plug your phone into the device and let's make out with plastic pretending it's each other. Oh, it's wrong. And also in weird, wacky, wonderful news, is this the ultimate get out of jail free card? A pregnant woman charged with murder and jailed in Florida wants out of prison on the grounds that her unborn baby is innocent and is being held unlawfully. The 24-year-old woman has been jailed for 7 months and claims that her unborn child has not committed any crime, and the case for release is as a result of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. Look, if she gets away with this, conjugal visits in female prisons is going to become very, very popular indeed. And finally, in weird, wacky, wonderful breaking news, Sesame Street has gone bad. What? In breaking news, Is Cocky Monster behaving badly or just like that other Karen? Is she hangry? Police this week have warned locals not to engage with a man walking around dressed as the Cookie Monster who has been terrorizing people in the Santa Cruz Wharf in California. Witnesses describe the man dressed as Cookie Monster as creepy, and as the creepy monster, not the Cookie Monster. And it's alleged that he's getting in people's faces and demanding money for photos, with people regularly calling the police to report him. Alas, because he's not actually committed a crime, he can't be arrested. I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles. Ah! Oh, I've outdone myself. This is why I get paid the big bucks here on Community Radio.
It's like a Sunday roast for a vegetarian. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around. Coming up next, it's footy tipping season, and Kale from Friday Night Live joins us here on the show as we give our tips for round one of the NRL footy tipping competition, the Sideline Eyes NRL footy tipping competition that if you haven't joined, I'm sure you can probably still join because there's the first game is tonight. So you can probably still get in if you haven't joined yet. So if you want to join the best footy competition in the world, I can't really claim that because I don't know if that's the fact, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Why not? I can. Be sure to join it. Here are the details.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
If you consider yourself to be an expert on Australia's greatest footy code, now's your chance to join the Shire's greatest tipping comp. Head to 2SSR.com.au and click on the NRL tipping tab for instructions on how to join. It's the Sideline Eyes Footy Tipping Comp, Sunday nights from 7 p.m, only on 2SSR FM 99.7.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Halfway around the world is the furthest away you can be.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
It's footy tipping season, the greatest time of the calendar year. And here at 2SSR, we're doing the footy tipping. The Sunday sports program, Sideline Eyes, has their tipping competition. If you haven't joined it, oh, shame on you. It's not like we haven't been promoting it ad nauseam here at the station across the week. But as part of the weekly The Troy Murphy Show, we're going to discuss our tips of who we think will win, because, you know, clearly the gay man here at the station is an expert on when it comes to the teams and who's going to win. And joining us to share his tips is Friday night's Big Lee show host. It's Friday Night Live's Kale Leishman. Kale, how are you, my friend?
It's the Big Lee show's coming together.
That's right.
Hello, Troy Murphy.
Well, look, before I ask some questions, when we talk about the Big Lee shows, we often do just check to see who's more biglier. And as of this week, Kale, I've pipped you at the post. I am now the most listened to show on demand.
Yeah, I'll be putting a cover over the sheet on the wall. I mean, I said it last week in my show because I knew that, you know, something was coming. I was going to fall down eventually. It's still in the top couple there.
Oh, you're number two. You're number two of all time. Number two.
I'll take that. And yeah. I've got a Big Lee show tomorrow with a Big Lee guest. So hopefully I'll keeping you at the post the following week.
Let's plug that later on. But first, is this your debut on the Troy Murphy Show?
Oh, it might be. You've been on my show a few times, but I think this is my official debut.
And I think you are the first 2SR host to join the Troy Murphy Show. This is exclusive zone. I normally don't share my 1 hour of radio once a week with other presenters. So huge honour for you, Kale.
Oh, yeah, well, you've usually got too much to talk about to spend some chin-wagging to other presenters.
Me? Talk too much? Never. But, but Kale, NRL 2023 footy season starts tonight, Thursday, 2nd of March, 7:50 p.m. We will see the Eels play the Storm. And Kale, I want to know who you're going for, and I will tell you who I'm going for.
Yeah, well, being a shy boy, I'm generally for the Sharks, so that's who I'm going for overall. But this big first game tonight, it is these teams were finalists last year, Eels and Storm, top of the table. It's a big match to start. Look, it really could go either way this one, but being at home, I'm just going to have to pick the Eels because they're just too good for me to look past tomorrow.
You are probably right with that, and I would normally agree with you because both teams very good, especially in last year's comp. Eels at home, but I am going for the upset. I'm going for Storms to win.
You know what? I've just looked down at my sheet and I've actually written down Storm there. So I've just...
Oh! Have you changed? Which one are you going to go for? Should we correct the record quickly?
I think... You know what? You're going Storm... Yeah, I'm going to change to Storm, Troy. All a very quick change. Storm.
All right, you can do that. Make sure you press save on the footy tipping competition app, whatever it is we're doing it from. All right, next game, Friday at 6 p.m., we've got the Warriors and the Knights. I'm tipping the Warriors. Who are you going for?
Tipping the Warriors at home.
Yeah, got to do the Warriors at home. Then also on Friday at 8:05 p.m., we've got the Panthers playing the Broncos. I've got the Panthers for the win. They're at home.
Yeah, I think... I think you're right there. Yeah. Last year's first place, the Panthers will knock off the Broncos.
That's it, by far, by far. Look at me sound like an expert. I have no idea.
Well, have we got to pick a margin on this tipping comp?
Look, it does say that, but it also said that the margins don't start to round five. I've tipped a margin of 8.
Right, you're probably right, yeah. I think it'll be 8 at least between Panthers and Broncos, so I'll tip Penrith.
All right, yep. Fantastic. Sea Eagles will play the Bulldogs on Saturday at 3 p.m., I've got the Sea Eagles to win.
Yes, I've also got the Sea Eagles.
Then also on Saturday at 5:30 p.m., nice afternoon game, Cowboys v. the Raiders. Cowboys at home, that's who I'm tipping to win.
Yeah, Cowboys at home finished third on the ladder last year. I'll pick the Cowboys.
Oh, you got all the stats. You know everything. I've got no idea. Now, of course, the Sharks at home on Saturday at 7:35 p.m. Playing the Rabbitohs. You can't go past the Sharks. I know the Rabbitohs will probably win, but they are my home team. I can hear every cheer and cry from my home. I know it's footy season. Because it gets very loud near my place.
Yeah, it's always a big game when South Sydney are in town here in the Shire, and I've got a few family members who go for South Sydney, my cousin in particular, so he lives here in the Shire. It's always a big one, Cronulla versus the Rabbits, but we did pip them at the post last year. The Sharks came in a little bit higher, so I'll be definitely dipping Cronulla.
All right. Are you close enough? Because I know you're very close to Shark Park. Can you hear the games when they play at home?
Actually, you're right. We do hear, it's not entirely close, but in the distance you can hear the scream. You're like, yep, Connor Tracy's just gone over in the corner for sure.
Then on Sunday, March 5 at 4:05 p.m., we have the new team, the Dolphins, playing the Roosters. Now, Kale, I had no idea until I opened the tipping competition app. This just shows what an expert I am, that there is even a new team. Who on earth are these Dolphins?
Well, Troy sent me a message 20 minutes ago. It's like, who is the Dolphins? And I was like, this is the new team. It's like when they introduced the Titans. I mean, that's got to be more than probably a decade ago now. But
yeah,
they've introduced the Dolphins. They're from, I think they're based in Redcliffe in Queensland, but I'm not sure whether they've got Redcliffe attached to their name or not. Look, new team. I believe they've got Wayne Bennett as their coach, who's a bit of a super coach. So I'll be interested to see what he's doing, but I can't go past the Roosters tomorrow, especially being a Sydney team.
I am tipping the Roosters to win. I'll give it a few weeks before the Dolphins will get a win. Again, you know, I'm no expert. I'm just making this all up as I go along. And then the final match of round one, Tigers versus the Titans. Picking the Titans to win.
Yeah, this is a bit of a cellar dweller round, I think. Tigers and Titans haven't had great years for many years.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like, well, which one do I pick here? Look, well, who are you going, Troy, did you say?
Titans, yeah. I'm going for – which wooden spoon do you want to pick? I'm picking the Titan wooden spoon.
Look, the Tigers got the wooden spoon last year, I believe. But I'm just thinking that they've got to prove themselves this year. They're at home. It's round one, new season. I'm just going to pick the Tigers, and it might be a point of difference to give me a bigly win in the start of the tipping comp. So that's my point of difference.
I've gone Titans for the upset, and I do think the Tigers will win, and you probably will win that over me. There we go. That's our round one tips, of course, in the Sideline Eyes footy tipping competition. You can hear all the results on Stu's program on Sunday night from 7 p.m., and, of course, we'll be posting how people are going in the results on the TSSR Facebook page. Kale, before we go, what's coming up on your Bigly Show Friday Night Live tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, while we're on air, we will be having, obviously, the Panthers and Broncos game on, so that'll be playing while I'm on air, so I'll be sure to perhaps provide some commentary along the way. I've also got a bigly guest, Chris Lanzon, on the show having a chat with me. He's a Sydney-based singer-songwriter who makes music for your feelings. So whether you're feeling low or you're feeling high or you're feeling nothing at all, Chris has got a song for you. And we're having a nice, intimate chat tomorrow about creativity, about music. It'll be fun. 7 p.m.
Thank you, Kale. Amazing as always. Friday Night Live, 7 p.m. here on Tuzar. It's the second bigliest show. Stick around, plenty more coming up right after this.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from INXS here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Hey guys, Kieran here with the Antiques and Alternate Show, playing your Aussie alt and older antique songs. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Fridays for a bit of fun and a fresh new quiz every week. Tune in then.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
Ponder this. Calling yourself humble makes you automatically unhumble. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Coming up next here on The Troy Murphy Show, circus show all the way from New York. Airplay is coming to the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland tomorrow with extra shows over the weekend. We chat to the performers and creators, Seth Bloom and Christina Delson.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Joining us on The Troy Murphy Show ahead of their big performance coming to the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland are the stars and creators of the breathtaking and amazing show Airplay, all the way from New York, the very talented Seth and Christina. Seth and Christina, welcome.
Hi, good to hear you, Troy.
It's great to be here.
How are you enjoying Australia? Are you liking it down under?
We love Australia. It has the best audiences in the world. Our show is both poetic and really funny. And some places in the world love the poetry, and some places love the comedy, and Australia loves both.
With Airplay, it is an amazing show. Can you tell us what audiences can expect when the stage curtains open this Friday night, March 3rd at 7 p.m.?
They can expect to see giant pieces of silk flying over their heads in the theater like kites,
They can watch Christina and I get swallowed by giant six-foot balloons. We turn the entire stage into a snow globe using cheap packing peanuts, and we use balloons and glitter to create the entire galaxy. It's a great show for all ages. We have kids as young as 5 and grandparents as old as 100 coming to the show, so bring the whole family.
How did you come up with the idea for Airplay?
We were buskers, street performers, and circus performers looking to make an indoor show. And in 2010, Christina saw a video on Facebook of a circle of fans, simple fans that might to cool yourself down, but that were keeping two fabrics aloft in the air in a beautiful, poetic way. And that was the first sculpture of Daniel Wurzel's we saw. He lived in Brooklyn. We live in Manhattan. So we reached out to him and said, hey, we'd love to collaborate with you and see if we can put our sense of physical comedy together with your beautiful sculptures and make a show that could tour the world. And Airplay was the result of 5 years of experimentation.
We had no idea if it was really going to work, but it turned out terrifically, and we've now been touring the world for 8 years.
What's been the most rewarding part of performing your show?
I have to say it's the audiences. Like, when you're performing without words, there's a certain kind of magic because the audience is putting their own imagination into the story. And so when we're traveling around the world, we really touch people, even without language. Like, I can feel that we're connecting with the audience, and we meet the audience after the show. It's an amazing thing to connect with other humans without having a language barrier.
One of my favorite parts of the show is both of us are inside giant six-foot balloons, and I'm inside waiting for my part in the show, and Christina sticks her head out, and we have a huge wave of laughter that comes across the stage. That's like one of my favorite moments, just hearing how much people are laughing at my wife.
Said in any other context, you'd probably be sleeping on the couch tonight.
True.
What advice could you give to any aspiring clowns, performers, airbenders? Is that the correct term?
Oh, sure. I would love to be called an airbender.
That's a great term. I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
I would say study hard. Don't be afraid of hard work. But we've encountered problems that we never expected from theater school or from what clowns are supposed to know. We've had to learn electricity all over the world. We've had to learn
budget, accounting,
insurance. You just have to be willing to do it all. Do it all.
I mean, one of the nice things about Airplay is that Christina had a background as a dancer, a ballet dancer, and I had the background as a juggler. And both of us obviously met as clowns. But in Airplay, we were able to harness those early skills we had and take them and develop something new. So whatever young people are learning in the kind of circus world, as many different skills as you can pick up, they'll come to serve you much later. So if you're a juggler, you should also learn to do a backflip. And, you know, if you're a clown, you should also learn to do a handstand.
This show sounds wild, and I can't wait to see it. For more information about Airplay and to get your tickets, head to thepavilionarts.au. with shows this Friday, the 3rd of March at 7 p.m. and extra shows on Sunday, the 5th of March at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. That's thepavilionarts.au. Seth and Christina, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see the show this weekend.
Well, we'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
TSR FM 99.7.
For everything off air, follow the Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. On a clock, the second hand is actually the third hand. Think about it and ponder. Now for a quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a partly cloudy day. High chance of showers. Light winds becoming southeasterly in the late afternoon, then becoming light in the evening. Tops of 24 degrees is expected. The weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers, tops of 25 degrees. Sunday, the sun is out and tops of 28 degrees. Monday, next week, very slight chance of rain, mostly sunny, tops of 33 degrees. We're in for a warm one next week. Maybe, just maybe, now that it's autumn, summer might finally arrive.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Now, before we get into the fun that is our chat with Australian Idol Top 12 contestant JC Fox, I want to touch on some of the serious news that broke this week as we head over to Canada, where the country has now banned the video app TikTok from all government-issued devices. The decision comes following a review by Canada's Chief Information Officer, who said that the app presents an unacceptable level of risk to privacy and security. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that there was enough concern about security around the app to require the change. And they're not the first to do this. Remember, the US have banned it from all government-issued mobile devices. India have done so too, along with Taiwan, for their public sector as part of the European Union, the EU, European Parliament, European Commission, and the EU Council, the top three EU bodies. Well, they've imposed bans on TikTok on all staff devices. Pakistani authorities have banned TikTok, and crazy but true, even the Afghanistan's Taliban leadership have banned TikTok. Now, even though he's deemed controversial, US YouTuber and podcaster Joe Rogan did a very detailed look into the privacy policy of the TikTok app. Here's a short clip of that.
This is from TikTok's privacy policy.
All right.
It said, we collect certain information about the device you use to access the platform, such as your IP address, user agent, mobile carrier, time zone settings, identifiers for advertising purpose, model of your device, the device system, network type, device IDs, your screen resolution and operating system, app and file names and types. So all your apps and all your file names, all the things you have filed away on your phone,
really?
They have access to that. File names and types, keystroke patterns or rhythms. So they're monitoring your keystrokes, which means they know every thing you type.
Wow.
Battery state, audio settings, and connected audio devices, where you log in from multiple devices.
Oh.
We will be able to use your profile information to identify your activity across devices. We may also associate you with information collected from devices other than those you use to log into the platform, meaning they can use other computers that you're not even using to log into TikTok. They can suck the data off that. That's what you're agreeing to when you download and start using TikTok.
That's wild.
No wonder why the governments around the world are starting to ban the app. But in TikTok's defense, you know, we like balance here on the show. The app, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, even though they have links to the Chinese government, have long maintained that it does not share data with the Chinese government and that its data is not even held in China. That's what they say. I don't know. This ByteDance company that owns TikTok, it disputes accusation that it collects more user data than any other social media company and insists that it is run independent by its own management. Not to put a tinfoil hat on or anything, but I'm wearing one. I think it's time to dump the app. The evidence is mounting. If we've got government officials going, too risky, can't do it, gonna get our data stolen. Then again, they're having probably, you know, high-tech conversations and typing stuff in emails that they probably don't want read by anyone else. And then, you know, us mundane citizens aren't as interesting, but then again, how much of our personal information, even though we put a lot out there anyway, do, or even the private stuff that we type on our phones, do we want others knowing about or even recording? I don't know. What do you think? Jump to the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page and have your say.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing, I miss home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Sunday 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Have you been watching Australian Idol? Did you see the big live results show on Monday night? Were you, like me, devastated by the results? If you were shocked that audience and judge favourite JC Fox was eliminated from the competition, join me in welcoming to the show Top 12 Australian Idol Contest, the beautiful and talented JC Fox. JC, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. Yay.
Oh, JC, now I want to focus on the positive and all the good that was your experience of being on Idol. But first, let's rip the Band-Aid off and take a listen to your top 12 performance. The judges loved your performance. The audience went wild. You killed it on stage with your song choice, performance, stage presence, and what you did with that chair. JC, that's how I am going to leave the studio after every show from now on. Other performers flopped in comparison. Did the voting audience get it wrong?
Look, I reckon in my case, absolutely. But, you know, this is meant to be... subjective. It's meant to be based on what people want to see, and perhaps they don't particularly like what I do, which is literally so fine. That's so fine. I don't think I was expecting it like that day, because I was really like happy with how I had done and everything like that. But no, I don't think I have any liberty to say whether it was a fair enough. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to go on the record and say you were robbed. Australia was wrong. I am a huge fan. I love the show, and I honestly was shocked, absolutely shocked that you were in the bottom four and that you were going. But you know, I my heart broke. It's cruel that the show gets you to perform again after being told you're in the bottom four. Mentally, how hard is it to sing live on stage after being told that you're potentially going home?
Really, 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 really hard. It's really, really hard. Like, it's... because it, for me, it was just... I don't know. Like, throughout the whole competition, I was worried, like, constantly that I was going home. However, the one time I was like, okay, they seem to like what I did, I think I'm going to be fine tonight. I feel like people are voting for me, like, you know, all of these things. I was not expecting it at all. Yeah, the best part about it, though, is that Waking Up in Vegas, my Save Me song, is my favorite song ever.
Oh, so, at least you got to sing that.
Yeah, I just got to have a bit of fun with it. Yeah, it is. I wish there was a thing where they could choose who they wanted to keep rather than just go ahead and let us all continue to sing when there's two that can stay and two that that are definitely going home. But that's the way, you know, that's the way things work. It's also the first season back, and, you know, there's some new things that they're trying out, and sometimes things work and sometimes things don't.
Yeah. Join me and put your conspiracy theory tinfoil hat on. I'm going to make a wild claim, and because I know that you would have had a huge gay following. And with Pride on the weekend, the day before the voting, I'm going to assume that everyone was still recovering and not there to watch the top 12 performance, which is why you unfortunately in the bottom four and left the show.
Yeah, I don't even know. Hey, like it's crazy. It's really wild. Look, it's also really possible that, you know, what I do is not what people love anymore. Like, I think the way that I perform was starting to be a little bit of the odd thing out in the situation, you know. And at first that was, like, a good thing when there was a lot of us, because I could kind of, like, stand out more easily. But, you know, as we were getting closer and closer, it was like, I don't know, like, maybe people won't really like how I perform. Maybe, like, Australia's not really into the more theatrical kind of pop stuff that I do, which is, hey, that's so fine, you know? It's all cool.
Let's lighten things up. In your audition for Idol, when you said you were picturing the judges naked.
Everyone's naked. Everyone's naked.
We're all naked.
Take 5 kilos off me now. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, did you really picture everyone naked? Because Harry, I can understand. But Kyle? Nothing against Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. All of them. Absolutely. I totally was. Every time I looked at them, the entire competition, I was doing that. Yeah, just for fun. And then I would go home and do it again. It was something that Ricky Lee had said to me, like, before I went in, because I was terrified. And she was like, just picture everyone naked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then it worked. Well, it didn't actually in that case. But from then on, it did actually work. I use it a lot now.
Oh, I can understand. It is one of those showbiz things that you hear a lot. But I too would have got very nervous if I was standing in front of Harry going, like, I'm picturing you naked. Yeah, I would have started too.
This is the thing about me. I'm a bit nuts. I'm a bit kooky. I'm a bit stupid. I'm like a triple Gemini. Like, sometimes I just talk. things just come out of my mouth sometimes.
Which makes you great. Which makes you great. Now, the viewing audience only get to see what we're shown on TV. So let's dive behind the scenes. We all know what us gays are like. We're either BFFs or frenemies. What was your relationship like with the other gay contestants?
Oh, my God, amazing. Like, really, really amazing. You know, even just from the top 24 or top 50 week onwards, like, there was a lot of amazing queer people in the group. And I'm sad that a whole bunch of the queer people are gone. Most of them, you know, like Peter Cara, who was in the top 24, he's phenomenal vocally and he's just incredible, and he's gone and I love him. But you know, like Harry and Boyston and some of the other contestants are like literally angels, and it was quite nice actually, like to have that sort of camaraderie within the almost like a camaraderie within a camaraderie, like having all those queer people there. I would have loved more though. I would have loved more.
What was your experience like on the show?
It was really amazing and really scary at the same time. It was amazing in that working with stylists and creative and the music team and all of those sort of things, even the camera operators and the crew, that was phenomenal, really, really, really. And like actually a dream come true. The competition itself is not for me. I'm not competitive. I don't like I don't like the idea of art being compared, and I am aware that I ended up on a show where that's a thing. But at the time, it seemed like, oh, maybe this is the right fit. Maybe it's the right time. We'll see how I go. I was not expecting to get as far through as I did. I'm happy in a way that I'm not needing to, like, participate in the, you know, like, the kind of all of it. Just, like, you have to win or, like, no one likes you. Like, you know what I mean? That's just not interesting to me. Like, I don't take it personally either that once it got into the voting that it was time for me to bugger off, because just it is what it is, you know? I don't like those kind of environments as much.
I don't know how you and contestants do it. The anxiety of performing is enough to add competition to it would tip some over the edge. Now, using that and what you've learned on the show, I know it's only just returned, but what would you give future contestants? What advice would you give future contestants?
Okay, I would say, be really, really certain about what it is you're auditioning for. It's like actually an amazing experience and you'll meet incredible people and it'll be the time of your life, because it was that for me. Very much so. But I think you need to know exactly who you are and where you're going, or at least where you want to go, before being there. I don't think that it should be a place where you're figuring it out on the spot, because that can lead to a lot of anxiety on your part, because there are a lot of times when the judges are like, okay, what kind of music do you want to make? What would your album sound like? And you do need to be able to answer those questions as a musician, I think. When it comes to, you know, like, we have to consult with the stylist about certain brands that we wanted to wear, or more so aesthetics we wanted to uphold. And having an idea of how you want to look is really important. Being able to collaborate with a bunch of different people is really important. And also just be ready to know that, like, things are going to happen how they happen. Like, it's not always going to make 100% total sense. And I'm not even referring to myself. Like, Piper Butcher, who was in the top 24, absolutely should be in the, I don't know, top three. And she just didn't end up there this time because of whatever reason. So just be prepared, and be prepared again.
Be prepared. Sounds like a Lion King song.
Be prepared.
That's it.
Yeah, Scar.
Yes. Gotta love Scar. One of my favorites. Now, let's put our rainbow caps on. How important is it for open LGBTI plus representation on shows like Idol and Australian TV as a whole?
Well, seeing as it makes up such a giant part of Australia, it's extremely important. We should be representing the country as a whole, not just what we're used to or what we're most comfortable with. So in some ways, I was very disappointed that I don't think I met a single trans contestant the entire time I was there. I do apologize to whoever's out there if you were there. I just did not meet you. But I was hoping to see gender diversity. I was hoping to see some more queer people, because it's extremely important, and we're extremely creative just inherently. So, you know, these are the sort of platforms that we deserve to be on, I think.
Well, let's hope that with you being on the show this year and the other gay queer contestants, it opens the door for many gender diverse to come forward in future seasons of the show. Now, JC, something special we do here on the Troy Murphy Show, everyone who comes on the show is subjected to our patient pending, official, hard-hitting 4.5 questions. Are you ready for them?
4.5? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So I can do 4.5.
It's a fast round of questions, so you just say the first thing that comes to mind. Let's begin. Question number one. How much fake tan is being used on the show with contestants and hosts?
A swimming pool.
Question.
Maybe several swimming pools. An Olympic swimming pool.
Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching this show, and it's like, that's all fake tan. It's like, I wish I looked that good. See, the, I know it's been summer. Mate,
I still got it on me right now. I still have it on me right now. Yeah, a whole bunch.
I haven't had a drag queen. It's like glitter. I haven't had a drag queen in my house for years, but I still find glitter everywhere. Fake tan and glitter. Yep. Gay man's best friend and worst enemy. Question number two. You've referenced you're a huge fan of Freddie Mercury. Who's your third favourite artist of all time?
Lady Gaga. Sorry to be basic, everyone listening, because it's probably everyone's favourite artist who's listening. But yeah, Lady Gaga, 100,000%. You know, she was called theatrical a lot when she started, and same. And, you know, I would literally never compare myself to her ever, but I would like to move into her direction. So Gaga.
Question number three. Definitely. Are tank tops or muscle tops, whatever they're called, are they your signature thing?
That is so funny. Sure. They were on the show. In real life, less so. I normally wear like pretty whack costumes, like pretty full-on costumes. But on the show, I think they landed on singlet kind of vibe for me, yes.
It looked good. Question number four. Now, I've stalked your Instagram and I have questions.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me about dressing up as Peter Pan.
Okay, I'll tell you all about it. So I used to work at Tokyo Disneyland. I lived in Japan for 3 years and I played Peter Pan at Tokyo Disneyland. I also played the Mad Hatter as well. I wasn't really supposed to play that, but anyway, that's the tea.
And the half question, do you?
Yes, I do.
How often?
Yes, I do. All the time.
Good to
Every
hear.
Day, right now.
JT Fox, before we go, who do you think is... I told you it's random.
Yeah, I love it.
Before we go, who do you think will win Australian Idol?
Right, so I think it should be Nora. I think that Nora is literally fantastic as a person, fantastic as a singer. She's been completely misunderstood. It's really starting to annoy me the way that the country are receiving her. And it's very clear why they're receiving her in the way that they are. I'm not happy about it. I think it should be Nora. She's wonderful. She's hilarious. If it's not Nora, then I think it should be Amali.
All right, let's bookmark this and we'll come back to it at the end of Idol to see if you were correct. And final question for all of those out there who are now fans of you, will you leverage the Idol platform and your time on the show for a future career in singing?
Baby, 100%, 100%. That was always the plan. Yes, 100%. Like things like the show has always been secondary to things that I think all of us have wanted to do. This has always been a platform and it would be silly to not use it.
Fantastic. JC Fox, I don't care how Australia voted. You, my friend, are a star and I can't wait to see what you do next. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Where can people go and follow you online?
So you can follow me on Instagram. It's just JC Fox. You can follow me on TikTok on JC Fox. And you can follow me on Spotify on JC Fox. I also have a YouTube channel too. So go now. Bit of everything. I'm sort of everywhere.
I love it. JC Fox, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. It's been amazing.
And it's all over. Just like that.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show done and dusted for another week. That's what we call here at TTMS a bigly show. There was serious news. There was weird, wacky, wonderful news. There was local what's on information and a celebrity interview too. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of this week's show or want to listen back to any of the ranting and ravings from tonight's extravaganza and all the extra bits we do throughout the week, listen back on demand by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the TWSR.com.au website. Ooh. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of the combo. Until next week, bye for now.
SR would like to congratulate our very own Rhonda Francis, who presents My Kind of Country.
for being inducted into the Australian Country Music Broadcasters Hall of Fame at the Tamworth Country Music Festival People's Choice Awards.
Of course, I'm excited, over the moon, completely and utterly surprised, because I was sitting in the front row of the Tamworth Town Hall because I actually had to do a presentation to one of the previous award holders who won the duo, and then I'm sitting there at the end of it and Bob Kirshner goes, now, he said, for the most important award of the afternoon, the Australian Country Music Broadcasters Award, and I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder who that could be. And next minute, he sang out my name.
Hear why Rhonda has taken out this most prestigious honour by tuning into My Kind of Country every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. only on 2SRFM 99.7.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.